You're listening to Rocket Knight.
Thanks for joining us here on the Rocket Knight podcast. Tampa Earl taking you down the road with a band that has been one of those overnight success stories. If you think overnight is 10 years, it is Melody Cristea, the vocalist for the band Liliac. Melody, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am doing quite well. Yeah, great to see you once again. I mean, it's always fun to catch up with young acts like yourself. And quite honestly, you guys are celebrating your 10th anniversary. Does it really feel like it's been 10 years that you've been a part of this?
Honestly, it does not, because the time just flown by so quick. And to think that we're involved with our music and how we progressed throughout the years, it's just crazy to see the whole process of how quickly it took. It's great to be where we're at. We're really excited with the new music that we are coming out with. And we're also very excited that we're going to actually play some of our new original songs that nobody has ever heard yet. Yeah, and we're going to do that live.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in just a moment. But just to kind of give you an idea, Liliac started, of course, 10 years ago. Made their mark doing some outstanding covers of music from Black Sabbath, Dio, people like that. And Melody's voice simply ripped these things. And you have to remember, Melody's still quite a young lady herself, so she was even younger back then. And to have the pipes that she did was quite impressive. But you've now moved on from kind of doing the cover thing. You're doing your own original material with you and the band. What was the process in making that migration over to your own stuff?
Well, what we did with the covers, I feel like that really helped us boost us as a band, and people that recognize that kind of music and seeing a young band playing, they can really catch on to us a lot easier, especially that those songs were big hits during their time. As we kept growing as a band, we wanted to write our own music to prove people that, hey, we're not just a cover band, we could also do our own stuff. And those people really liked what we did, and I can't wait, me personally, for the even more new stuff that we came up with. And I'm ready to see how people will react, and I think it'll be awesome.
I think it will be too, because one thing that we do know that is awesome is that you have gotten a great deal of support from all your listeners. This is a band, mind you, that shut down the Santa Monica Pier because they had so many fans that would stop to watch what they were doing and listen to them. That had to be a thrill. Especially being a younger person, to be able to have that type of command over your audience.
Yeah, it was a crazy experience as a teenager, because every time we would perform on the pier, we would just draw in more people and more people. And, you know, we were telling them, come in a little more closer, you know, so people could still walk by and stuff. So there's also this cop car that usually comes up and down the pier ever so often, and sometimes our crowd is too big that the cops can't even drive by, and they're telling us, you got to control your crowd or you can't perform here. And we're like, we're trying to pull them in as much as we can, but people just keep coming and coming, and then like the whole pier is just blocked.
and then you'd have to shut down. Yeah, you know, that's gonna have to happen. The thing is, you've already gotten a couple of albums under your belt. Chain of Thorns was the first record, 2019. 2020, you came out with Queen of Hearts, and the pandemic hit and shut everything down. I mean, that had to really be a downer for the entire band.
Yeah, definitely. When the pandemic hit, obviously, I feel like not only us, I feel like every band experienced the struggles that happened with the pandemic because we couldn't perform a lot and lots of places and venues were shut down. So it was hard to make it out there, on especially on performing these shows and to boost our performancing and image and, you know, getting out there more. It was really a tough one. So then we had to mostly rely on social media. So luckily that we still had dedicated fans that were able to share our album that just came out during the pandemic. And then good thing that everything started opening up again. So when we're hitting these shows, many, many people were coming to our shows to see us. So that was the good thing.
Yeah, definitely. The thing is, you've got, you're touring in support of the brand new album that you have out called Madness, which brings what I think is a whole new power to the band. There's sometimes that I hear a little Evanescence in there, but then there's some other times where you actually are really branching out and kind of doing your own thing. What was the process like for the recording of Madness?
Yeah, well, with the recording of Madness, usually as a band, like, Sam's really great at composing music, as well as my dad, and we all kind of work together, and I usually come in for melody lines and lyrics, but we also were getting inspired by, like, sounds we would listen to and, like, little, like, riffs or, like, melodies. We're like, oh, that sounds cool. Maybe we can make a song out of that. So we'll take that little piece and build up the whole song just out of that little piece.
Well, one of the songs that I really enjoyed off the new CD was the first release from it. Let's go ahead and play it right now. Tell us a little bit more about Carousel. The first single that you released off of Madness.
Yeah, well, Carousel, it wasn't the first song we wrote for the album Madness, but with Carousel, I felt like that was the starting point of how we wanted to build the album. Like, every song that we created, we wanted it to relate to Carousel, like, on the way it sounded and on the way it gave out its energy. And I felt like Carousel was a really fun song. I enjoyed writing it. I just wanted to do something outside the box. Like, I'm just having fun. You kind of live once, so take that ride while you can. And I feel like it's really, like, very colorful and very, like, vibrant. And it's a good song to, like, just, like, kind of, like, bang your head to and just jump around.
Yeah, there you go. That's definitely the way I looked at it. Let's check it out right now. It is Liliac with the first track from their new CD, Madness. It's called Carousel. Check it out.
Take a trip to cloud nine. I like that feeling of euphoria. It's nice. Oh, maybe I'm just stoned in paradise. My mind is pacing in this motion. I cannot stop it going over like a blind man seeing potion. I'm going crazy. Sitting on the other side.
One of the things that people may not realize about Liliac, Melody, is that you are completely a family act. Your brothers, Samuel, Ethan, and Justin, are all a part of the band. Abby is the drummer. Your father, Florin, handles producing your music, and you said yourself a little bit of a hand in writing it. It's completely a family thing, is it not?
Yes, yeah, we're all related by blood. We're all brothers and sisters from the same parents. So, yeah, and I feel like being brothers and sisters or a family that we're always by each other, it's a lot easier because we know each other really well and we connect with each other on so many different levels. And also, like, it's very convenient just being together and just like, all right, let's rehearse. We just go down to the basement to rehearse and that's it. We don't have to like drive anywhere and stuff like that. You know, we're just like quick to get onto work and stuff like that. So it's very easy being a family and that we're always together.
Now, is there that familial bond that you are able to sometimes say, oh yeah, I see where you're going with that. Let me come along with you and see what we can do with this.
Yeah, exactly. Like another example, especially on the writing process. Sometimes I would just go in Sam's room and I'll be like, Sam, I want you to do this. And I would say it because I'm not really good at like putting it out. So I would say it and it would sound funny, but then Sam would actually do it and I'll be like, oh, it's better than what I expected. That's exactly what I was thinking, but better.
Yeah, and that's the process. That's the creative process, and being a family, that really becomes something that you guys can use. Now, at the same time, there's got to be some times that you just want to bash Sam over the head or something like that.
Yeah, on stage, with the microphone. No, I'm just kidding. But we do get along really well, but I would say the one that like usually Ethan and Justin, they're like buddies. It's like a love-hate relationship, you know? They're like brothers, buddies, but sometimes you just argue too much.
Well, I've got siblings myself. I still fight with them even today. So I know what you're talking about there.
We write it in a song.
There you go. You get it out in your music.
Exactly.
One of the tunes, in fact, the new song that you have coming up off of the Madness CD, Rise Up, is an outstanding song. But you yourself and the band had a tremendously trying time filming the video for this. The coldest day in the history of Georgia? You were out recording a video for this song?
Yes, exactly. And the funny thing is that we actually, the next day when we were gonna film, when we filmed the video, the week before, we were actually in Jamaica where it was so hot and nice and warm, taking a family vacation. And then when we came back, we got to shoot the music video. And it was recorded one of the coldest days in Georgia like ever, but like it was at I believe like 16 degrees, which is below freezing point, I believe.
Mm-hmm. You are correct.
yeah, it was very nerve-wracking, and we were there from 10 till 3 in the morning shooting this music video. So it was at a warehouse on the inside, so it was a little warmer, but when we got to the outside scenes, I was terrified because like my hands started getting numb and they started burning, and I was like, oh no, I'm gonna get frostbite. So I would like quickly warm up and stuff like that. But when we did the ring of fire, that kept us warm. So I was like, okay, this is not too bad.
I can live with this. I can live with this.
More fire.
There you go. Yes. Turn it up a little more. Well, let's do that with this song then. Rise Up. Tell us a little bit about the song before we get into it here.
I just feel like this song is very like a song. It's like an anthem song. You know, it's a song about, getting up, being strong, fighting for what's right, and just believing in yourself. And just like, it's also people really like it because it also relates to in a faith-based way, because I'm a Christian myself, And I kind of wrote that song, putting some Bible verses in there. I'm like, this sounds good, you know, just to like, you know, amp up your soul and just give you power. Let the Holy Spirit come into you.
It is a very powerful song. Great tune to hear. Check out the video on YouTube if you get the chance. We've been talking with Melody Cristea, the vocalist for the band Liliac. Melody, we want to thank you for taking some time with us today, talking over some of the things that are going on with the band. And we look forward to seeing you here in Tampa on May 4th, if my memory is correct.
Yeah, we're super excited to be there. We've been there before in 2019 when we were touring off our Chain of Thorns tour. So we're excited to see that place again and rock you guys out.
Yep, May 4th, Brass Mug, Tampa, be there, aloha. Right now, let's get into the latest track from Liliac's Madness CD. This is Rise Up.
face, but I am out of frame. Trapped inside an hourglass, your sand has no rain. Imagining a fairy tale, we wishes don't control. Waiting for a shooting star, will I ever find cure?
Listening to Rock at Night.
The introductory song, Get On Down, is from blues artist Billy Bass Alford. Look for his music at ReverbNation.com.